I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A new report shows four of the world's five most populous countries systematically persecute Christians. But Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says this reality is neither new nor unexpected.
Jesus told us, they don't like me, they're going to hate you as my followers. So I think that we shouldn't be shocked by the persecutions. However, we need to come alongside these brothers and sisters because they are on the front line.
Kelly says believers in China, India, Pakistan, and Indonesia are resolute in faith despite attacks across societal levels. Baptism and evangelism in particular trigger the Islamic community's religious immune system.
Many times, the manifestation of the persecution is a vigilante justice. It's sort of a mob-generated response that the government, in many instances, is turning a cheek.
Prayer points and more can be found at our website. And in places where economic instability and persecution govern day-to-day, Farms International offers gospel hope through microloans and business training. These opportunities to get out of poverty are changing families and whole communities. Caleb with Farms says,
we do microloans, so we allow people to take small loans so it's manageable, not overwhelming. And we try to empower them so that they can build their own business and grow it themselves. And this allows them to do their ministry work too and help their churches out and the communities around them.
Farms works all over the world, including places with extreme poverty or persecution. Pray for persecuted believers. Caleb also shares about a new matching gift to help start a farm in a closed country. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.